Now, we had heard right a day or so after that Paul Ryan had this conference call in October. Really, we heard it about an hour afterwards. That this was, I guess, a couple of days after the grab them by the you-know-what Billy Bush bus tape came out with Donald Trump. And at that time, Republicans were in full flight from the nominee, and Paul Ryan disinvited him from an event in Wisconsin and then had a conference call. Well, to whose benefit is it that this conference call audio was released via Breitbart yesterday?
Look, you guys know I have real concerns with our nominee. I hope you appreciate that I'm doing what I think is best for you or the members, not what's best for me. And so I want to do what's best for our members, and I think that this is the right thing to do. I'm going to focus my time on campaigning for House Republicans.
Is it the Freedom Caucus that wants to weaken Paul Ryan so that they get a more conservative health care bill, even though it will die a quick death in the Senate? Is it Democrats that want Paul Ryan to be marginalized? Is it the Trump White House that wants to show they're in charge? Who's behind this?
Yeah, I want to know what the difference is between, you know, hearing it, you know, with our ears as opposed to what we read. And we knew this happened. So why is this making a news cycle now, and what does it really matter?
That sounds like an excellent first question for David Drucker. Writes for the Washington Examiner. You see him up and down the cable news channel. David, thanks for your time this morning on short notice. What do you think about this?
I mean, look, obviously somebody wants to discredit Ryan or make his life difficult. He's in the middle of trying to push a health care bill through the House. A lot of the sort of conservative insurgents, the guys we think of in the House Freedom Caucus, are the ones opposing the bill. And so I don't think an ally of Ryan or one of the pragmatic Republicans in the conference, I don't think they're the ones interested in causing Ryan any problems. So clearly it would make sense that it would have come from somebody, you know, among Ryan's opponents that recorded the call at the time. But as you say, this is nothing new. We all knew what was going on at the time. We all knew Ryan said this.
What does it distract us from today? In my mind, I'm trying to figure out now why, what we're talking
what's,
about
what's
this.
Coming down the pike?
What should we be talking about? What are we missing?
Well, I'm not sure, and you guys kind of brought it up. If you want a health care bill that's more conservative, Ryan isn't your problem. Ryan is championing this bill. He's telling conservatives it really can't get any better than this. But the guy that's more liberal on health care is Donald Trump. And he's the one that's needed to get this thing across the finish line. The other issue Ryan is trying to balance out are Republicans who are concerned about Medicaid expansion and how the repeal and replace bill would handle that. But it's not really a Ryan thing so much as he's tried to create a bill that will comport with Senate rules and keep everybody on board. So I don't know if the thinking is this is Ryan's health care bill. Ryan really isn't on our side. We're going to expose him. And we're going to try and separate him from Trump and create distance there. That's all well and good, but if this isn't, you know, if this were happening, let's say on something like immigration and the wall and comprehensive immigration reform or something like that, I could maybe see the logic. On health care, it doesn't make sense.
David Drucker is here. He writes for the Washington Examiner. He's joining us here on Double the Ellis in Chicago. This whole deal about the tweets, it happened not this last Saturday, but the Saturday previous, about the wiretapping at Trump Tower. Has this thing generated so much noise, and why doesn't the president or the White House or somebody come forward and just end this?
Well, you know, the president could have discovered everything he wanted to know with a simple phone call because he holds the nation's highest security clearance. And all of these intelligence community and agencies and the Justice Department, and you know, they all work for him. And so if there was a FISA warrant taken out on him or any of his associates, this is something he can find out. I don't think that's really was the point of all this. I think what made it salacious was that he accused President Obama of wiretapping him illegally. And that's a pretty salacious allegation. And it's like, you know, catnip for the press. And even if, you know, a lot of voters are more concerned with bread and butter issues, which I totally understand, it just begs to be covered. And I think that was the biggest deal. The intelligence communities in the House and Senate want information on this from the Justice Department. The Justice Department has said it needs more time. But, you know, what I found ironic with the whole thing was the intelligence committees in the House and Senate run by Republicans were already going to look into the things that Trump once looked into, meaning the leaks and things like that. And so it wasn't, you know, if his goal was to make that happen, it wasn't necessary. Two, he doesn't need them to look into it. He can find out. But he did accomplish one thing. We spent a week or so discussing whether or not the Obama administration acted properly in these matters. And, you know, maybe that's what the president wanted.
David, thank you very much for the analysis. We appreciate it. We'll have you back soon, okay?
Anytime.
Take care.
That whole thing just makes no sense to me. I don't know why you would say it, what you benefit from, and what you're trying to, you know, we always like to say, why are we changing the narrative?
Yeah, well, to whose benefit is this Paul Ryan tape?
Right.
And what does it stop us from talking about?
Well that and that.
Yesterday, the distraction was that the microwave was taping me.
Any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, et cetera. So we know that is just a fact of modern life.
So, and this morning is Paul Ryan in October tape comes to light. Yeah, big deal. Who cares?
Last night I said, you know, we're watching TV, and my mother, who is not a Trump supporter, she's like, did you just say that you disagreed with what your president said about the wiretapping? And I'm like, hey, he's your president, too. You know, we'd best just get on with the business of the world right here.